Police in northeastern Maine are investigating what they are calling the biggest criminal poisoning case in U.S. history. Last Sunday, more than a dozen parishioners attending Gustav Adolf Lutheran Church in New Sweden came down with severe arsenic poisoning at a church social. One man died, several remain in hospital, two in critical condition. On Friday, a reported parishioner of the church died of a gunshot wound in a nearby town. People have not yet linked the two incidents, but are searching the man's home. Maine Public Radio reporter Susan Chisholm joins us from Caribou, Maine. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Linda.
Is there a suspected connection between the man who died by gunshot and the church poisonings?
There is definitely a suspected connection, nothing official yet. There is a news briefing scheduled by police at noon, and we expect to learn a lot more about this man and that connection at that news conference. What we do know about Daniel Bondesen is that he was 53 years old. He was a former parishioner of the church. There are suspicions that he was at a church bake sale the day before the poisoning began, but not actually at the church social where the poisoning happened on Sunday. Police have executed a search warrant for his house, as you mentioned, and they'll be going in there this morning. And they have not confirmed whether this was a self-inflicted wound or not.
So what happened last Sunday at that church social?
What happened was that about two dozen people gathered for coffee and Kool-Aid and baked goods after church. And right away, many people who drank the coffee started complaining that it tasted funny, that it was bitter. And within a few minutes, in some cases, some of them started getting very, very sick. And one man, 78-year-old Walter Reed Morrill, died. So residents are just absolutely shocked that someone they know could be responsible for this arsenic poisoning, because police have found out that the levels of arsenic in the coffee were extremely high, and they have ruled out the possibility that this was an accidental contamination.
There are 15 people still in the hospital, Susan. How are they treating arsenic poisoning, and how are these people doing?
They are treating it with something called chelation agents, which is a binder that binds with heavy metals and is excreted through the urine. But it has to be given for 2 to 3 weeks, and even after it's administered, there are long-term complicating factors, because heavy metals can do extreme damage to soft tissues. They can cause organ failure and neurological damage. It just so happened that Maine had these antidotes on hand. They had used some money from the Homeland Security Act to make a plan to deal with chemical and biological agents, and they had these stockpiled, so they were able to fly them up to northern Maine to start giving to the patients right away.
Susan Chisholm is a reporter for Maine Public Radio, speaking from Caribou, Maine. Susan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.